Bobby Chombo, she said, when they were settled in Hamburger Hamlet, to which she had had Alberto drive them from Crescent Heights. Concern creased Alberto's brow. Bobby Chombo, she repeated. He nodded grimly. I use him for all my pieces. Brilliant. She was looking at the crazily elaborated black letter work down the outside of both his forearms. She could make absolutely no sense of it. Alberto, what does that actually say on your arms?
Nothing.
Nothing? It was designed by an artist in Tokyo. He does these alphabets, abstracts them till they're completely unreadable. The actual sequence was generated randomly. Alberto, what do you know about Node, the magazine I'm writing for?
European? New?
Did you know Odile before she turned up to do this?
No.
Had you ever heard of her before?
Yes, she curates.
And she got in touch with you about getting together with me for Node?
Yes.
Their server arrived with two Coronas. She picked hers up, clinked the neck of his, and drank from the bottle. After a pause, he did the same.
Why are you asking me this?
I haven't worked for Node before. I'm trying to get a feel for what they're doing, how they do things.
Why did you ask about Bobby?
I'm writing about your art. Why wouldn't I ask about the tech end?
Alberto looked uncomfortable.
Bobby, he began, stopped. He's a very private person.
He is?
Alberto looked unhappy.
The vision's mine, and I build the work, but Bobby gets it up there for me, and he gets the routers installed.
Routers?
At this point, each piece needs its own wireless.
Where's the one for River?
I don't know. The one for the Newtons in a flower bed. The Fitzgerald's really complicated. Not always there.
He wouldn't want to talk to me.
I don't think he'd like it that you've even heard of him. He frowned. How did you?
My editor at Node in London, the one supervising the piece, his name is Philip Rausch. He said he thought you'd know him, but probably Odile wouldn't.
She doesn't.
Can you get Bobby to talk with me, Alberto?
It's not...
He's not a curfew fan?
Something inside her cringed at playing the card. Alberto giggled. It came bubbling out of his big frame like carbon dioxide. He grinned at her, happily starstruck again. He took another drink. Actually, he said, he does listen to you. The curfew's music is something we were able to bond around.
Alberto, I like your work. I like what I've seen. I look forward to seeing more. Your River Phoenix piece was my first experience of the medium, a powerful one.
His face went very still, expectant.
I need your help, Alberto. I haven't done a piece like this before. I'm trying to get a feel for how things work at Node, and Node is asking me to talk with Bobby. There's no reason I should expect you to trust me.
I do, he said with a remarkably groomly cadence. Then,
I do trust you, Hollis. It's just...
He winced.
You don't know Bobby. Tell me about Bobby.
He put a forefinger on the white cloth, tracing a line, crossed it with another at a right angle.
The GPS grid, he said.
She felt minute hairs shift on the small of her back, just above the waistband. Alberto leaned forward.
Bobby divides his place up into smaller squares within the grid. He sees everything in terms of GPS grid lines, the world divided up that way.
It is, of course, but... He frowned.
He won't sleep in the same square twice. He crosses them off, never goes back to one where he slept before.
You find that strange? She did, certainly, but had no idea what passed for eccentric for Alberto.
Bobby is, well, Bobby.
Strange? Definitely. Difficult. This wasn't going where she wanted it to.
I also need to know more about how you make your pieces.
That should do it, she thought. He brightened immediately. Their burgers arrived. He looked as though he wanted to brush his aside now. I start with a sense of place, he began, with event, place. Then I research, I compile photographs. For the Fitzgerald, of course, there were no images of the event, precious little in the way of accounts. But there were pictures of him taken in roughly the same period, wardrobe notes, haircut, other photographs, and everything I could find on Schwab's, and there was a lot on Schwab's, because it was the most famous drugstore in America, partly because Leon Schwab, the owner, kept claiming that Lana Turner was discovered there, sitting on a stool at his soda fountain. She used to deny that there was any truth to the story, and it seems like Schwab made it up to get customers into the store. But it got the place photographed for magazines. Lots of detail.
And you make the photographs 3D?
She wasn't sure how to put it.
Are you kidding? I model everything.
How?
I build virtual models, then cover them with skins, textures I've sampled or created myself, usually for that specific piece. Each model has a virtual skeleton, so I can pose and position the figure in its environment. I use digital lights to add shadows and reflections.
He squinted at her, as if trying to decide whether she was really listening.
The modeling is like pushing and pulling clay. I do that over an inner structure of joints, the skeleton, with a spine, shoulders, elbows, fingers. It's not that different from designing figures for a game. Then I model multiple heads with slightly different expressions and combine them.
Why?
It's more subtle. The expressions don't look made up if you do that.
I color them, then each surface in the model is wrapped with a texture. I collect textures. Some of my textures are real skin, scanned in. The river piece, I couldn't get the skin right. Finally, I sampled a very young Vietnamese girl. It worked. People who knew him, they said so.
She put her burger down, swallowed. I didn't imagine you doing all that. Somehow I thought it would all just happen with technology.
He nodded. Yeah, I get that a lot. All the work I have to do, it seems sort of old-fashioned, archaic. I have to position virtual lights so shadows will be cast correctly. Then there's a certain amount of fill, atmosphere, for the environment.
He shrugged. The original only exists on the server, when I'm done, in virtual dimensions of depth, width, height. Sometimes I think that even if the server went down and took my model with it, that space would still exist, at least as a mathematical possibility, and that the space we live in...
He frowned.
Yes? Might work the same way.
He shrugged again and picked up his burger. You, she thought, are seriously creeping me out. But she only nodded gravely and picked up her own burger.